Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rob Jollis is here. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 16 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the president of Jollis & Associates. He's one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He's written all the important books on the topic, including Customer-Centered Selling, and there's a couple of those that I have in front of me. Also, Mental Agility. Also, The Way of the Road Warrior. On and on. How to Change Minds. I think that's the new one, isn't it, Rob?
That's it. I was hoping you wouldn't forget that one.
No, that's right here. No, I saved the best for last. Hey, Rob, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. You're always welcome here, Rob. So, I was telling the audience before you got here how much you and I love the art and the science of selling. It's several things we have in common, and how we both love that and love the process and the profession of selling, and I was talking about the concept of the art and science, and you've got a little bit of I'm going to call it science to talk to us about today. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and I think what happened is the reason why we typically connect on this topic is because we both were bred the same way, and that's from a company called Xerox, which taught us the arts and science. Rather than teaching us, here's a phone, here's a telephone book, here's a cubicle, bring us in X amount, they taught us the arts and science behind it, a process, a measurement, some way to get better, and some way to measure whether we're getting better. And I think that's how you and I connected 16 years ago and said, we know about that.
You know, when you and I were taught how to sell by Xerox, and before that by Sears, and for me, and before that, even before Sears was the Army, but when we were taught how to sell, in those days, those approaches were optional. In other words, we could sell that way, but there were other people we knew who were having success with other methods. What's been interesting to me is today, the only methods that work are the ones that you and I were taught at Xerox.
I like to think so. I really do.
Meaning it's all about the customer.
Yeah. I remember, years ago, Xerox came out with something, it was in the late 80s, and it almost went by everybody's radar screen, but they came out with a warranty and a guarantee, but they put one interesting sentence into it, and the sentence dealt with the fact that it doesn't matter whether we agree with what you don't like about this equipment. If you don't like it, we're going to take it out of there. And in a sense, that was revolutionary. That you didn't have to prove anything to anyone. I mean, that's kind of what Nordstrom made a living on when they came from nowhere and said, you don't have to defend it or justify it. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, then we're going to take it away and give you your money
back. Guaranteed your money back, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it changed things. So, and I also think that, like you said, they did change even the roadmap of sales training and people. I still, when I deliver seminars, I have people come up with tattered little laminated cards coming out of their pocket from the PSS. 60s or 70s.
That's what I had. PSS
right.
is what I got, yeah.
Right. And
70s.
You know, Jim, they still carry that card. And when they come up and they've carried that card for 40 years, and you can only put so much in a wallet.
That's right.
Doesn't that make you feel like, first of all, we did a great job. Mm-hmm. We did a great job. They're still following that process. That's all we ever asked.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So one of the things that we learned, and if anybody says, okay, what are the top two or three things that you learned from this process? Number one, I would say they taught me how to close in a way that was more organic than episodic. Closing was more organic to the way I sold, not a moment in time. That was one thing. The second thing is they taught me how to ask questions.
Right. think we're asking questions, don't we? But, you know, I'm a guy who actually, when I put on workshops and seminars, you know, I'm the guy in the airport carrying 20, 30, 40 tape recorders. I don't ask you if you're asking questions. First thing we do is give you something to sell and just tape record it. The funny thing is, it's an unconscious incompetency because we feel like we're asking questions. But when you actually tape the conversation you're having, and we don't go into it by telling them, by the way, I'm going to count how many questions you're asking. We just say, go ahead and sell something. So, we find ratios of 8, 10, 15 to 1 statements over questions. And you're right, that's the first building block. The more the client talks, the more they're going to like us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the more they're gonna, the more time we're gonna get in front of them, and the more time you have in front of them, the more likely you are to close them.
Well, yep, you hit that word close twice, so let's stay there. The fact is, we learned at Xerox when you have a process and you have a path you're following, you earn the right to close. You don't have to look for some sort of mysterious sign to appear in the air or to appear on the client's face. You've come down a path, you've followed a process, it's just another step, and you've earned the right to ask the question.
Well, and this is the thing that what you just described and what we've been talking about is something that's so, it seems to be missed by a lot of people these days, and that is that selling is a discipline. Professional selling, if you are a professional, you make your living selling. You're a serious person about this. You're not shooting from the hip. It's a discipline. It's a learned, practiced, and executed discipline, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, I've got a sign up in my office, and it's old and tired, but I follow it, and it says, you know, when you have a process, you have a way of measuring what you're doing, and when you can measure it, you can fix it.
Yeah.
And that stayed with me because that's the idea. Look, Jim, we're never going to be perfect at this. But what exactly are we fixing when we don't know what we're not following a process? Murphy's Law says we'll probably stop doing the things that we're doing well and accelerate the things we're not doing well. So it all begins with a process, and that's what companies like Xerox and IBM and some of those big companies began to figure out in the 80s and 90s.
Well, that's exactly right, and the good news is, though, back in those days, Xerox was selling their training program to other people around the world. That's the reason why there's so many, you know, great salespeople out there who never worked for Xerox because they got the training somewhere else. When we come back, I'm going to get Rob to get into a little bit of this art and science of selling a little bit more deeply. Rob, I need your website first, please.
www.jolles.com.
Jolles.com. So check it out. You can find his books there. They're also available wherever books are sold. Don't forget the new one is called How to Change Minds. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.